GTA 13, hein? Si vous êtes partant.
Jerry Sisler, with his best French, makes an invitation to an event this Sunday. An event where one can experience the French culture and especially the language. The language that for some of us seems impossible to learn. But Sislo, an Omaha native, has been trying to learn.
I started taking classes knowing that my retirement was coming up in a few years, so I wanted to kind of get a head start on that.
Currently, Sislo is the president of the Omaha chapter Alliance Française. This chapter in Omaha is over 100 years old, and Alliance Française is a worldwide organization. Before Sislo ended up as the president of the chapter, his interest in French language started in high school.
Just like many of our members, you learned French or a foreign language either in another country or through school or whatever. And then later on in life, when you have more time, then you kind of follow up on those interests, and that's what I did. So I joined Alliance Française.
Sislo worked for more than 40 years in banking. Although Omaha has always been his home, he has traveled extensively. He says that his interest with Alliance Française goes beyond learning the language, and that is why they are always having cultural events, like their next event, Viva la Afrique.
Well, a cultural event could be a presentation on some aspect of art, architecture, music, whatever. It could be a social event where we feature maybe French food, or it could be a wine event. Every year we do an outdoor party for Best Deal Day. It's a lot of different interests around French culture, and French culture is more than just France. There's many more people that speak French outside of France than live in France.
This Sunday, Viva l'Afrique is a fundraiser event at the Potawatomi Arts, Culture and Entertainment Center, or PACE, in Council Bluffs. Viva l'Afrique will be a celebration of the history and culture of African dance, music, and storytelling, featuring master dancers, drummers, and storytellers from the African Culture Connection. This event includes a free public performance at PACE. The funds raised in this event will help the organization Learning for All. I think now we can understand the connection between these organizations for this event. Learning for All is a non-for-profit organization that supports immigrants and refugees in Omaha to learn English, continue their studies, and to better adapt to the American culture. Many of these immigrants and refugees are French speakers. John Narnia, executive director of Learning for All, says their classes of English as second language, adult basic education, and GED provide great support for immigrants and refugees. Learning for All even prepares adult immigrants for citizenship exams. This organization is very student-centric. Learning for All accommodates students' conditions and convenience.
Our mission is to help adults to acquire the language and literacy skills that they need to thrive and succeed in life and achieve their life goals ultimately, because we do follow them past the educational piece.
Now that you don't want to miss this event, you have until midnight tonight to register and enjoy the African Culture Connection performing. Visit afomaha.org for ticket information. Even though it's a free event, registration is still required. Once again, visit afomaha.org. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.